We like every week to bring you our prophecy update. We try and look at what's happening in the world at any particular time and line it up with Bible prophecy. Those of you who have any connection to Bible prophecy at all know that a major event in the last days will be the rebuilding of the Jewish temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Jesus said that that temple would exist. John said it would in the book of the Revelation. Paul refers to it in 2 Thessalonians. We also know that in the middle of the Great Tribulation, the temple will be there because that's when the world leader, who we call the Antichrist, goes into the temple and demands to be worshipped as God. Now, we might not be thinking too much about the rebuilding of the temple, but Jews in Israel and all over the world are thinking about it, especially today, because we're in the middle of a very special time in Jewish history. The Hebrew month of Av, it begins what for tonight is July 7th, and Jews will mourn through the final 9 days of what they call the 3 weeks of grief that began with the fast of Tammuz and ends with Tishba Av, the day commemorating the destruction of both Jewish temples in the past. All public transportation is silenced. All restaurants remain closed in Jerusalem on the evening of July 15th as the sun sets. The Hebrew day of greatest tragedies, Tishba Av, will begin at sundown in remembrance of the destruction of both first and second temples on the 9th of Av, hundreds of years apart. Tens of thousands of Jews will gather at the Western Wall to pray and petition God for the future temple and the coming of their Messiah. Now, as far as dates go on a calendar, Tishba Av has been one for Jewish tragedies. According to Jewish scholars, five specific events occurred on the 9th of Av on their calendar. The first, they claim that they've calculated it back, and it was the day that the 12 spies sent by Moses to observe Canaan returned from their mission and refused to go into the promised land, which brought upon them God's judgment and a time of 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. Second, the first temple built by Solomon, along with the kingdom of Judah, was destroyed by the Babylonians on the 9th of Av. The second temple built by Ezra and Nehemiah was destroyed by the Romans on the 9th of Av. The Romans crushed Bar Kokhba's revolt and destroyed the city of Betar, killing over 100,000 Jews in 132 AD on the 9th of Av. And 1 year later, on that same date, in 133 AD, Roman commander Turnus Rufus plowed the site of the temple and the surrounding area. Other calamities have been associated with that date. The First Crusade officially commenced in 1096 AD on the 9th of Av, killing 10,000 Jews in the first month, leading to the annihilation of 1.2 million Jews eventually. The Jews were expelled from England on Tishba Av, 1290 AD, expelled from France on Tishba Av, 1306 AD, expelled from Spain on Tishba Av, 1492 AD. In 1941, on the 9th of Av, Heinrich Himmler formally received approval from the Nazi Party for the final solution, opening the door for the Holocaust. And on the 9th of Av in 1942, the mass deportation of Jews from the ghetto en route to Treblinka took place. And so this is a terrifying date in Jewish history, but one in which they look forward to the rebuilding of the temple and the coming of the Messiah. Some prophecy students speculate that it will be on Tishba Av in the future Great Tribulation, in the middle of it, that the Antichrist will actually come forward and announce that he is God and demand to be worshipped. And from looking at history, that's a good bet. I would say we'll see, except that we won't see, at least not from the earth, because we know that Jesus is going to come and resurrect and rapture the church prior to any portion of the Great Tribulation. We won't be there for the beginning of it, any portion of it, certainly not the middle of it when the Antichrist reveals himself. We're going to be gone. But in light of that, and in light of these prophetic events and things that are happening in our world, every week I tell you to get ready, stay ready, keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.